Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. Are you ready for some wild winter weather?
I hope so.
We've got an incredible forecast to break down today, folks. Get ready, because the eastern half of the U.S. is about to see not one, not two,
not even three,
but five winter storms over the next 2 weeks.
That's right.
Before we get into it, a quick reminder to follow meteorologist Rob Jones for all the latest updates.
He's a great follow.
You can find him on Instagram, Meteorologist.
You got it.
On TikTok, TV Meteorologist.
Yep.
And on YouTube, Rob Jones Hurricane.
That's the one.
Where you'll also find our Meteorology Matters podcast playlist. Okay, so back to this wild weather pattern. Five storms in 2 weeks.
That's a lot of storms.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well, it's definitely unusual. What we've got is a powerful jet stream that's locked into a west-to-east flow across the country.
Okay.
And that jet stream is acting like a conveyor belt, just funneling all these storms toward the East Coast.
Wow, a storm conveyor belt. That's a pretty intense image. So these storms are just going to race across the country.
Exactly. Some of these systems could cross the entire U.S. in under 72 hours, bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to the Midwest and Northeast, one after the other.
That's a lot to deal with in just a few days.
Yeah.
I bet the impacts on major cities could be huge.
Absolutely. Cities like Boston and New York City could see more snow in the next 2 weeks than they've seen in the past two winters combined.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah.
So let's get into the first storm. Where is it headed and what should we expect?
Well, it's already moving in from the West Coast, pushing through the Rockies, heading straight for the Midwest and then the Northeast. And it's bringing a lot of snow along with some freezing rain and sleet, just for good measure.
Oh, great. So where's the heaviest snow going to hit in the Midwest?
Well, it's looking like a wide area. We'll see 3 to 6 inches of snow from central Minnesota through central Michigan.
Okay.
Imagine those long stretches of I-94 covered in snow. Yikes.
Yikes is right.
Further south, Chicago might see less than an inch, while Detroit could get around an inch.
Gotcha. Okay, so the upper Midwest needs to be ready for some heavy snow. But what about Boston? You know, they always seem to get slammed by nor'easters. What's this storm going to bring them?
Well, it looks like Boston could see a foot of snow from just this first storm alone.
A foot?
More than they saw all of last winter.
Wow, a foot of snow in Boston. That's going to make for some interesting commutes.
Yeah, you think?
I bet the rest of New England won't be spared either.
Definitely not. It'll impact the whole region. And here's the thing. This storm is moving fast.
Okay.
By Sunday morning, this first system should be pretty much done, leaving a short break before the next one arrives.
Wait, so as soon as one storm ends, another one is already on its way?
Pretty much. And while we're still figuring out the exact timing and path of these next storms, the general pattern suggests they could bring a lot more snow to the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast.
So we could see this domino effect of winter weather over the next 2 weeks. What kind of impact could this have on travel on major roadways like Interstates 80, 81, 84, 88, 90, and 95?
That's a good question. We could see anything from heavy snow to ice covering the roads, making travel really dangerous, especially on those busy interstates. It's important to remember that even a tiny bit of ice can make driving extremely dangerous.
That's a great point. Ice can be way worse than snow. So for anyone planning to travel over the next 2 weeks, it's so important to stay updated on the latest weather and be ready for potential delays or, well, you know, not being able to travel at all.
Yeah, for sure. If you don't have to travel during the storms, the best thing to do is stay home and wait it out.
Solid advice. Now, you mentioned that the jet stream is behind this unusual weather pattern. Can you explain a bit more about how the jet stream works and why it's acting this way?
Sure. The jet stream is basically this fast-flowing river of air high up in the atmosphere, and it's created by the temperature difference between the equator and the poles. In winter, the jet stream tends to dip further south, bringing cold air and storms. What's different this time is that the jet stream is locked into this straight west-to-east flow, and that means storms are just being funneled towards the East Coast one after another, like clockwork.
Wow, so the jet stream has become a superhighway for storms.
You could say that.
And this straight flow is what's causing this crazy series of winter storms, right?
Exactly. And it's also why these storms are moving so fast, crossing the country in just a couple of days.
Okay, so we've got a strong jet stream, a conveyor belt of storms, and the potential for a ton of snow. This is shaping up to be a pretty remarkable weather event.
It really is. And it makes me wonder, how might this unusual weather pattern impact your daily life? And what can you do to prepare for these potentially historic storms?
That's a great question for our listeners to think about. We'll be back in just a moment to dig deeper into this extraordinary weather event right here on Meteorology Matters.
Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. We've been talking about this crazy series of winter storms hitting the eastern U.S. And like we were saying, there's a big chance for things to get disrupted. It's not just about the snow.
Right. Five storms in such a short time, it's bound to cause problems beyond shoveling the driveway.
Exactly.
So we've talked about the first storm. But what about the others? What kind of impacts are we looking at?
Well, the models are still working out the details, but we can get an idea by looking at the overall atmospheric patterns.
Okay.
You see this active jet stream.
Uh-huh.
It's basically funneling these storms across the country one after another, which means a near constant barrage of winter weather for the next 2 weeks.
So it's not just each individual storm we have to worry about. It's the total effect of all five storms hitting back to back.
Exactly. And it's hard to say for sure this early, but some storms might be stronger than others. Where the heaviest snow falls will really depend on the path each storm takes. Even a small shift north or south could mean the difference between a couple of inches and a foot of snow in some areas.
Wow, that's a big difference. We're talking about major cities like Boston and New York City possibly being right in the path of some of these storms.
Mm.
What could that much snow do to everyday life in those places?
Well, think about it. Heavy snow can completely shut down transportation. Schools might close, businesses could be forced to close, even essential services could be disrupted. We're talking about potential power outages, dangerous roads, even flooding in some coastal areas.
It sounds like a recipe for chaos. What can people do to prepare for all this winter weather?
Yeah.
Besides stocking up on hot chocolate and marshmallows, of course.
Well, preparation is key here. It's important to have a plan in case the power goes out. Make sure you have enough food, water, and any medications you need. Stay informed about the latest weather updates from reliable sources like the National Weather Service. And of course, follow meteorologist Rob Jones for detailed forecasts and insights.
Great advice. And remember, folks, you can find Rob on Instagram, meteorologist, TikTok TV meteorologist, and YouTube Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also find our Meteorology Matters podcast playlist.
Now, speaking of Rob, he brought up a really interesting point about the potential long-term effects of this unusual weather pattern. We're focused on the snow and the potential disruptions, but he was talking about how these storms could actually be good for drought conditions in some areas. Kind of surprising, right?
It is. I would think all that snow and ice would make the drought worse. More by frozen water means less usable water, right?
Well, you'd think so, but there is a really cool dynamic here.
Okay.
Heavy precipitation can cause some flooding in the short term, but it also refills groundwater and reservoirs over time, and that's super important for areas that have been dealing with drought.
So it's like a forced savings account for water.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
We get a lot of water all at once, and that helps build up reserves for when things are drier later on. Like a silver lining to all these storms.
Exactly. It's nature's way of refilling the water table. Think of the ground like a giant sponge. All that snow and ice will melt and seep down, replenishing the underground water supply that feeds wells and springs. It's a natural way to fight drought. But how much these storms will actually help depends on a lot of factors.
Like what?
Well, it depends on how much precipitation we get in total, how fast it falls, and how well the ground can absorb the moisture. If the ground's frozen solid, the water might just run off instead of soaking in. And remember, snow and ice might look like a lot of water, but they don't always translate to the same amount of liquid precipitation.
Oh, right. I remember learning that snow doesn't have as much water as rain.
Yeah.
So a foot of snow might only give you an inch or two of liquid water.
Exactly. But even that can make a big difference in terms of refilling water resources over time. It just happens gradually.
So these storms are kind of a mixed bag. Disruptions in the short term, but they could help out drought-stricken areas in the long run.
That's exactly right. And it just shows how important it is to understand not just the immediate effects of weather events, but also what happens over time. Weather's never simple.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
It reminds us that our weather systems are incredibly complex and connected. A small change in one place can have ripple effects across huge distances and over long periods.
And speaking of connections, have you ever heard of atmospheric rivers?
Atmospheric rivers?
They're pretty amazing. They play a big role in moving moisture around the globe. And sometimes they're connected to these big weather patterns we're seeing.
I've heard the term, but I don't really know what they are. They sound pretty interesting, though. Can you tell me more?
Of course. Atmospheric rivers are basically narrow corridors of concentrated moisture in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
They carry huge amounts of water vapor from the tropics towards the poles, and when they hit land, they can cause massive amounts of rain. Imagine them like rivers in the sky.
Rivers in the sky. I like that. So could these atmospheric rivers be part of this current storm system? Are they connected to the jet stream somehow?
They can be. While atmospheric rivers aren't the main cause of this particular group of storms, they can sometimes interact with the jet stream, making the storms stronger and increasing the amount of precipitation they bring.
Wow, that's incredible. So we've got this strong jet stream locked into a straight flow, bringing storms towards the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we've got these atmospheric rivers possibly adding even more moisture to the mix. It's like the perfect setup for a whole bunch of storms.
That's a great way to put it. And it's this combination of factors that makes this weather event so unusual and potentially impactful.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but there's still so much to talk about. We'll continue exploring this remarkable weather pattern after a quick break right here on Meteorology Matters. Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. Before the break, we were talking about those atmospheric rivers, the ones that carry all that moisture. It's amazing how they can make storms stronger and really shake things up weather-wise.
Yeah, they're pretty incredible. They really show you how connected all our weather systems are around the world.
Right. What happens on one side of the planet can cause big changes thousands of miles away. And speaking of global things, we've got to talk about climate change. It's a big factor affecting weather patterns everywhere. Do you think it's playing a role in this unusual jet stream pattern we're seeing in all these winter storms?
That's a tough question. Scientists are still trying to figure out exactly how climate change is connected to individual weather events.
Right.
But we do know that climate change is causing the Arctic to warm up faster than the rest of the world. And that warming can change the temperature difference between the Arctic and the tropics, which could affect how the jet stream behaves.
So we can't say for sure that climate change is directly causing these storms, but it's probably influencing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
It's a reminder that climate change isn't just something that might happen in the future. It's already having a real impact on our weather today.
Exactly. And those impacts will likely become more noticeable in the years to come. As the planet keeps warming up, we can expect to see more extreme weather, like intense winter storms, heat waves, droughts, and floods.
That's not great.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is to understand these complex weather systems and how climate change is affecting them.
Absolutely.
We need to be ready for a future with more extreme and unpredictable weather.
I agree. And that means both taking individual action and working together to fight climate change. We have to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, invest in renewable energy, and adapt to the changes that are already happening.
Well said. We've covered a lot in this episode of Meteorology Matters. From the impact of these five winter storms to the bigger issue of climate change, it's been a fascinating look into the world of weather and all the powerful forces that shape our planet.
It really has, and it shows how important it is to stay informed, be prepared, and understand how connected our global weather systems are.
Great advice. And don't forget, you can stay updated on the latest forecasts by following meteorologist Rob Jones. You can find him on Instagram, Meteorologist, TikTok, TV Meteorologist, and YouTube, Rob Jones Hurricane. And you can also find our Meteorology Matters podcast playlist on YouTube.
Stay safe out there, stay warm, and until next time, keep your eyes on the skies.
And remember, knowledge is power when it comes to weather. We'll be back next week with more insights from the incredible world of meteorology. Thanks for listening.